Later in the program, we will look at the issue of genetic modification of plants and the controversy over human-created genetically modified strains of agricultural products. But first, we look at a project to use genetic engineering to restore a natural species wiped out by humans a century ago. The North American passenger pigeon was once the most common vertebrate on the continent until it was barbarically hunted to extinction. Can passenger pigeon DNA be made to live again in a living cell of another similar species and bring back the bird? Ben Novak is the scientist leading the passenger pigeon comeback. He works for Revive and Restore, an organization aimed at enhancing biodiversity. Ben, welcome.
Hi, John.
So let's talk about the methodology here. Are you taking old DNA from some specimen in a glass case somewhere and cloning a real passenger pigeon, or combining it with some other DNA?
Combining is the best way to say it. So it comes from old specimens from collection drawers and maybe some dusty cabinets somewhere, but we take a tiny bit of tissue and extract the DNA fragments from it, which can be very small, old and degraded over time. And we decipher what the genetic code once was. And then the next step, of course, is to try and engineer them into a living pigeon, mainly because these tiny old fragments, they're not alive anymore, but the code can be recreated in a living species of pigeon.
And is this like the Jurassic Park idea, which I thought was complete fantasy, where you take the DNA from the amber and put it in a lizard and you get dinosaurs?
It is somewhat like Jurassic Park. There will be no frog DNA, I promise. But we are actually able to sequence nearly the entire genome of a passenger pigeon and really finitely engineer code to recreate the passenger pigeon. But very similar concepts.
What is the limitation here? And when do you think you could actually try a clone out?
Well, the limitation is the cloning step. So for a bird, cloning the way people are familiar with, from the famous Dolly, the sheep, it's never happened with a bird, and it might not even be feasible to do with birds. But people have done this really crazy thing called germline transmission, where they can take the germ cells, and these are a type of cell that will become the sperm and egg to create fertile offspring. They can take those from one bird and pass them through a separate host bird. There was actually a duck used to transmit chicken spermatozoa. And so this duck, this living male duck, has the sperm of a chicken and breeds chickens.
To make this self-sustaining, you got to get a boy and a girl, right?
Exactly, exactly. So the idea is to take these germ cells and from a band-tailed pigeon, that's the closest living relative of the passenger pigeon, and we engineer the passenger pigeon genome into these germ cells, and then we place some in a male, some in a female, and these look like regular band-tailed pigeons, but when they breed, they're uniting the engineered sperm, the engineered eggs, and what hatches is the passenger pigeon that we've created.
So, Ben Novak, the last captive passenger pigeon was named Martha. You got a name, Martha Prime, for your first clone, if you're actually successful?
That's the first time I've heard Martha Prime.
It's not very catchy.
The first one really needs kind of a great name, I think. Maybe we should have a national-wide vote for ideas.
Well, we can definitely give some thought to the name, and we have a whole range of people and their takeaway radio listener clones who can come up with names for you.
The one name that's been passed around is Passenger Pigeon 2.0.
Boy, that's dreadful.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But that's typical of you Sunnyvale types out there in California, right?
Yeah, this is Silicon Valley. Everyone's got to put the high-tech spin on what this is doing. But, the essence of this project is the conservation, the idea that the wood pigeon of the East has been missing for 100 years, and we'd like to restore that ecological role.
Ben Novak, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Speaking to us from Sunnyvale, California, Ben Novak is leading the project to bring back the passenger pigeon. He works for a company called Revive and Restore, a biodiversity nonprofit.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.